welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information received from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that the level of sunspot activity has now fallen to an extremely low level. There are no active sunspots visible on the Earthward-facing side of the Sun, and this situation is not expected to change in the near future. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 68, that's 6.8, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to a very low level of 2. And those figures are not expected to alter in the coming days. This means that high frequency propagation on multi-hop paths over long distances on frequencies above about 10 MHz on darkness or partial darkness paths will continue to be unreliable. Here in Melbourne, we're moving towards our winter season now. Autumn is just about finished, and quite good reception in our post-sunrise period. That's the period between 20:30 and 21:00. That's 6:30 a.m. here in Melbourne. Quite good reception in the 49-metre band and the 31-metre band. It's a summary of some signals I noted recently in this time span. 5860, Kuwait, Radio Fardar, broadcasting in Persian. 5945, China National Radio Network 1, in Chinese. 5875, the Voice of America, broadcasting its morning service in Korean from the relay station at Udon in Thailand. 5950, the Korean Broadcasting System from Seoul, broadcasting its external service in French using the relay from Issoudun in France. And on the next frequency, 5960, the Voice of Turkey with its Turkish language program. 5985, China Radio International from a transmitting site near Beijing with programs in English. Another frequency for China Radio, China National Radio Network 1, is 6600. 6020, China Radio International, the external service. And 6080, Radio Free Asia, from the Dushanbe relay station in Tajikistan, transmitting in Chinese. And 6090, two frequencies on this, two stations on the single frequency at the one time. Radio Amhara in Ethiopia, with programs in Amharic language, and China Radio International with its European service. Same frequency, same time period. 6100, Korean Central Broadcasting System from Pyongyang with its programs in Korean. And on the same frequency at the same time, China Radio International from the Xi'an transmitting site in Arabic. So that's another channel with two stations, two international stations broadcasting simultaneously at the same time period. 6125, China National Radio Network 1, another of the many transmissions from this network. 6170, Radio Romania International in English. And 6175 is another China National Radio Network 1 frequency. 6185, Albania, the China Radio International Relay Station at Zurich, broadcasting in Arabic. We'll move now to the 41 metre bands. The 9425, the Voice of Korea, broadcasting in Korean. 9480 NHK, Radio Japan in Tokyo, with extremely strong signals in Japanese. And 9570 China Radio International from Urumqi in China, with broadcast in French. And 9655 Radio Algeria, broadcasting via the relay station in Issoudun in France, with programming in Arabic and French. And 9665, the Korean Central Broadcasting System from Seoul, with its home service programs in Korean. 9785, the Korean Broadcasting System from Seoul, broadcasting its programs to Europe, Asia, Africa, or the Middle East in English. And 9875, the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang, with programming in Korean. And 9920, right up at the top end of the 31 metre band, Radio Thailand, broadcasting from the Udon transmitting station with English programs to Europe. So quite a number of signals audible here in Melbourne during our period just around local sunrise, and those conditions should remain reasonably stable in the immediate future. Some information now from technical monitors in Eastern Europe reporting on the internet. Quite good reception during the daytime period now in Eastern Europe, and we note the following, which have been heard recently. Egypt, a mystery Egyptian music station heard on 9550 around 0815 to 0830. Transmitter site is unknown. And Transworld Radio Africa from the newly named country of Eswatini, broadcasting to Africa in the 31, 25 and 22 metre bands, noted 1500 to 1530 on 9500 from Swaziland. Well, it's actually Eswatini now. It's currently, it uses two names, that country now. So we'll settle with 9500 in Somali to East Africa, 100 kilowatts and antenna 031 degrees. And also on 11820 between 1530 and 1545 to East Africa in Arabic and local dialects. That's Mondays to Fridays. And in the 22 metre band, 13580, 1557 to 1627 in the Kirundi language to Africa, Mondays to Fridays. That's broadcasting to Southern Africa. An antenna on all of those frequencies, 100 kilowatts, and the last two channels, the antenna is 013 degrees. Reception of the Korean Broadcasting System World Radio via the Issoudun relay station in France. We noted this recently here in Melbourne. They're hearing it in Eastern Europe as well. 5950, 2000 to 2100 to Northwest Africa in French, 250 kilowatts transmitter power, antenna is 182 degrees. And Radio Kuwait, the government station, noted in Arabic on these frequencies recently in Eastern Europe, 9750 between 1055 and 1325, the general Arabic service to northeastern Africa, 250 kilowatts and the antenna 286 degrees. And on 11630, 1355 to 1600, the Holy Quran service in Arabic to Central Africa, 250 kilowatts and the antenna 230 degrees. And another frequency for Radio Kuwait, 15540 In combined mode, that's AM and digital, DRM, 1600 to 1800 on 15540 to Southern Asia in Urdu, that's the AM mode, and 1800 to 2100 on 15540 again to Western Europe, the general service, that's in the digital service, DRM. And also on 15540, 1800 to 2100, another frequency to Western Europe in English, and that apparently replaces the general service at various times. Oman, reception of Radio Sultanate of Oman, the government station. Broadcast on shortwave with relays of the local FM transmitter on 90.3 MHz. Single frequency 9620 after 1403 in English to Western Europe, and from 1458 onwards, also 9620 to Western Europe in Arabic. Transmitter 100 kilowatts and antenna 315 degrees. So that information from correspondence, technical correspondence in Eastern Europe, in Sofia, in Bulgaria. And they brought in quite good reception during local daytime and early evening periods on from various transmitters in Africa, Asia and the Middle East. That's it, it's all done.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.